Good morning to everybody, and thanks for joining us today. I'm Senator Gene Yaw from the 23rd Senatorial District. I'd like to begin by introducing some of the individuals standing behind me, and even though they tried to get way back at the curtain, with me today are Vicki Hoke, the CEO of Pennsylvania Home Care Association, Judy Black, Dr. Black, the Medical Director of Geriatric Service Line of Allegheny Health Network, Alex Nesbitt, Medical Doctor and Medical Director for UPMC Susquehanna Health System, Marion Kemp, Pennsylvania Pulse Coordinator, Coalition for Quality at the End of Life, Andy Carter, the Hospital and Health System Association of Pennsylvania, Leon Graybill, Dr. Graybill, a geriatric division chief for the Lancaster General Hospital, Margaret Costella, Deputy General Counsel, Lancaster General Hospital, and Daniel Kimball, that's Dr. Kimball from the Pennsylvania Medical Society. I'd like to thank everybody for being here and for participating. We're holding this press conference today to call everybody's attention to legislation which I'm introducing in Senate Bill 623 and House Bill 1196, sponsored by Representative Brian Cutler. This legislation is designed to improve the quality of care people receive at the end of life by turning patient goals and preferences for care into medical orders. This legislation was crafted with the assistance of over 27 interest groups across the state. Several of these are with us here today. While the program is known by different names in other states, in our state, PULSED stands for Pennsylvania Orders for Life-Sustaining Treatment. So what is PULSED? It's a standardized form uniquely identifiable with a uniform color that records the wishes of a patient and directs a healthcare provider regarding provisions of resuscitation and life-sustaining treatment. The PULSED form is designed to be the most effective in emergency medical situations. A PULSED is also a way to encourage doctors and their patients to have an open discussion about their wishes. A PULSED form is not an advanced directive such as a living will or a healthcare power of attorney. Use of the PULSED form is completely voluntary and completed only after a discussion of choices between a patient and his or her legal decision maker and the physician. Senate Bill 623 and House Bill 1196 aim to implement the use of a PULSED form here in Pennsylvania. This would be accompanied by the Pennsylvania Department of Health through statute, recognizing the standardized PULSED form that indicates a patient's designation for anatomical gifts, use of emergency care, and life-sustaining treatments.